I thought Justin actually played a good game. He went on some spurts there. We had a couple bad throws in a row. I would absolutely not even think about taking him out of the game right now. I would keep him in there. And even if he has a bad game, I would keep him in there because right now they're rolling. Yeah, they lost two. They got this win. But I think he's playing well enough. You know, I think he's doing enough. You saw with his legs especially, making things happen, creating. And not necessarily this time wasn't design quarterback runs. It was him extending a play, stepping up in the pocket, keeping the play alive. So I thought he played well. It's good to know what you have at the backup, and Russ is there if you need him. I just think what you're going to get from Russ is more pocket presence to throw the ball down the field, but you're not going to get that extend the play like Justin does because he's a running back there when he decides to run. He's a really, really talented runner as well.
All right, that's Big Ben. So his opinion on this carries a lot of weight. Figuratively, I don't mean that because he's a bigger guy. He's arguably the greatest quarterback in team history, and he's still watching every games, and he's still opining on his football and podcast there. A 50-minute mark is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. You're just finding us. Tomlin left the door ajar for Russell Wilson to start against the Jets, and he'll get first-team snaps. And NFL Network, minutes before Tomlin addressed reporters, said that a quarterback change is going to be made, and it will be Russell Wilson, although no one else has confirmed that. I know that's a very lonely place when you have a story and no one else says that story is accurate. So Schefter has not piggybacked on that. No one else. This is Tom Pelissero, who is twisting in the wind here with the decision. He did not really put it in a way that made it seem like there was a good chance for Fields. It's almost like it's at the goal line, that kind of thing again. Like I made the mistake of doing, is how he phrased it. So
I feel like I thought one thing that was curious about his report was I felt like the timing of it was almost designed so that somebody in there could ask Tomlin about it.
I thought the same thing.
Like he was leaking it out there on the sort of, well, hey, somebody's going to ask straight away about this and corner him.
I thought he wanted it out there before Tomlin announced it so he could get credit for breaking the news. Because if Tomlin says Russell Wilson's our quarterback, well, now everyone just puts out what Tomlin said, every insider.
I could also imagine Tomlin just refusing to commit to answering the question so that he would have to have Pelissero twist in the wind there.
Even though it's coming from the NFL's reporter and not
if it was coming from Jay Glazer, Tomlin would have acknowledged it.
Interesting that Jay Glazer has not put it out there. How about that?
But if it was Jay Glazer, you could just feel like that was Tomlin's way of acknowledging it because it would be Tomlin speaking through Jay Glazer.
So the thing that Roethlisberger said, and we have brought this up as to why he would stick with Fields, is the what you're giving up and what you're getting back if you make the move. You're giving up the great running threat. Tomlin acknowledged that today, even said that's an X factor for Fields. Those two things aren't close. And you are getting more pocket presence and someone being able to deliver the ball better downfield. And in Ben's opinion, he does not think the Wilson getting the ball downfield is so much better than how Fields does it that it's worth compromising and trading in the running ability.
The juice isn't worth the squeeze here, is what Ben is saying. Whatever you're getting from Russell Wilson is not worth changing away from Fields. What pocket presence is Russ giving you? That's a serious question. He gets rid of the ball in over 3 seconds, so he likes to hold on to it. Are you really getting pocket presence there?
I don't think he's ever been that guy. I think he's somebody who...
His whole game is to break outside the pocket where he has, because he's not a big guy, better throwing lanes. Mm-hmm. And then in his prime, he had a terrific arm, was a better and faster runner so he could actually hurt you, and has always thrown a good deep ball.
Yep.
But he could throw all the intermediate stuff in his prime, too, almost always from outside the pocket.
By the way, I don't think Justin Fields as a deep ball thrower, as a guy with it, like, I don't think that he's bad at that by any means. I don't think that that's like an area of his game where he's lacking.
The throws that he doesn't make more often are the ones in that three throw stretch Ben referenced there, where he's got Pickens wide open, just throw a little touch pass. He's got Freiermuth, what are you doing, zipping one 4 feet over his head. And then he's got Pickens again and misses badly.
I also do want to say, though, as I listened to Ben say that on his podcast when I was driving in today, the one thing that I did consider...
Oh, wait. I bet you it's the same thing I have written down here.
That Ben is just not a Russell Wilson guy and is going to take Field's side because Wilson is kind of a contemporary of Ben's. Ben believes he's better than Russell Wilson. And he doesn't want someone who is only a few years younger than him becoming the Steelers quarterback, and in some way then like encroaching on Ben's legacy as Steelers quarterback by coming here and doing well and having fans fall in love with him as a quarterback.
All right, I'll read what I wrote down on my little paper where I just kind of get basic thoughts down to make sure I don't lose them.
So I do think there's some Big Ben bias here, potentially.
I wrote, I always wonder about how much of this sort of thing is also Russ's career isn't too far off of mine, so I would really rather not see him in there on the chance he does something really good.
Yeah, I thought about that.
Great minds think alike.
412-928-9370. This is topic du jour. This report from NFL Network that Russell Wilson is going to go in and Fields is going to get benched after leading the Steelers to a 19-point win and getting them to 4-2. 412-928-9370. Let's go to John in North Huntington. Hello, John.
Just a simple but something I haven't heard a lot brought up in this Wilson-Fields debate. Is there a chance that Justin Fields is just such an athletic guy and so good running the ball that it's covering for the fact that he's actually doing a terrible job running the offense? I mean, one thing I noticed is every play, seemingly, they go down to either 0 or 1 second left of the play clock. And if you listen to old retired offensive linemen, they talk about how much harder that makes their job. And just little things like that that like Mike Tomlin's never going to bring up. He's not, especially when he doesn't have another option because Russell Wilson's hurt, and that he's not going to sit here and be like, Justin Fields is doing all this terrible stuff, but he kind of bailed himself out with his legs. So that's the only way it really makes sense to me, because everything else, every other point people have made is good, but I can't just shake the feeling that maybe we're missing something in like the X's and O's and the kind of the hard to measure stuff.
Like, well, he would be, wait, like to be clear, so, that he's missing open receivers.
I think he means like just like getting the offense. So that's what, like, we're seeing delay of game penalties, like making sure the play is in right, people are in the right place, that the
nitty gritty stuff of playing the position, the basics,
the pre-snap things that maybe we take for granted, he struggles with, and that adversely affects the offense, and he's able to overcome it because of his athletic traits. Do I think that that's like somewhere maybe baked into this? I do think that's possible.
Maybe a little bit. Like, I could see, so you're talking about more of a play like Jones, for example, standing there because he thinks they're running a screen. Fields ends up turning it into like a 16-yard run, but like it's because he plants his back foot and realizes he's about to get trucked and gets the hell out of there, that kind of thing?
No, I just mean like getting the play in
from
the sideline.
Well, that's what I mean, where the play is not getting communicated clearly, and so you have a starting right tackle who literally looks like the controller's disconnected.
Right, yes, okay, so just the what should be like expected from any high school, college, professional quarterback, just getting the offense set up for the next play. There have been moments where the play clock is either almost gone down to zero. They've taken a lot of delay of game penalties. I don't think anyone has ever said of Justin Fields that he's excellent at that part of the game. I don't think so. Let me put it this way. If they thought he was, then they would give him more freedom to change plays. Yes, exactly. Audible. Give him more plays where he maybe goes to the line with two or three things and he can pick what he thinks is best
based on
what the defense gives him. Yeah. And I think you probably are. I do think it's a more...
If Russ can't do that at this point in his career, what the hell is going on?
I do think it's probably, even though both guys are near one in the offense, I do think it's probably a more sophisticated playbook with Russell Wilson in there. But I don't think I don't think that needs to be the determining factor in who plays and who doesn't. I don't think that it's that important.
Well, Russ better be able to pay off all of that stuff. The only way that matters is if Russ sees it early, sees it more decisively than Fields, and then acts on it by making the throws he needs to make.
Ryan in Hollidaysburg is next. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
There's an important factor here that I think is not getting discussed enough in this quarterback decision, and it's that Russell Wilson is the team captain. He was elected the team captain by his teammates. It seems to me that the team's going to want him out there in the starting position.
So you don't think that Tomlin would get involved there in when it comes to picking captains, put his own two cents or put his own thumb or finger on the scale in that
maybe
process?
Maybe he already has, and this is his way of, now that Russell Wilson's finally healthy, he's saying, all right, we're getting this guy
out
there.
I mean, when he went with Mason Rudolph over Kenny Pickett last year, I don't think he considered Kenny was voted a captain and Mason Rudolph wasn't. When he benched Mitch Trubisky for Kenny Pickett, I don't think he thought to himself, Mitch was voted a captain by these guys and Kenny wasn't. He's benched his captain the last 2 years.
Maybe he has, but this time, you know, this is a Super Bowl winning guy. Elected captain.
Sure. I mean, he's
won a Super Bowl a decade ago.
I know,
man.
His resume is much better than either one of those two guys, but like.
How long are we going to do this whole he's a Super Bowl champion? Ben was a two-time Super Bowl champion. Would anybody act like 10 years on from that, or 11 years on from his last Super Bowl, he was the same guy?
But here's. Okay, so trying to project Mike Tomlin's feeling of Russell Wilson and valuing him as a winner is one thing, but you do make an interesting point here. I don't do that with Russell Wilson and say play him because he won a Super Bowl. And the reason why I don't is because I understand how hypocritical that would be. I don't sit here and every time someone levies a criticism against Mike Tomlin say he's a Super Bowl champion. Because
that was a long time ago.
Because I don't want to put that amount of stock in something that happened in 2008.
Russ Wilson won a Super Bowl in 2013. Like, what are we doing here,
Nick Foles has won a Super Bowl more recently than him. I'm not clamoring for him to come out of retirement and help the Steelers this year.
I'm amazed that people, maybe it's because Tomlin brings it up and like Jerry Dulac wrote about it today. And Jerry, I think we know, has a good relationship with Art Rooney. So Jerry is often going to be telling you what Art Rooney thinks. Why are we putting an enormous amount of sway in the fact that the guy won a Super Bowl that was, he was very good. That team was defined by a ridiculously good defense over a decade ago.
Paul is next. Hello, Paul.
Hey, how you guys doing? Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
So, what I think, I'm not sure if it's been talked about either. I just got in the car from work.
All good.
But at the beginning of training camp, who was named the starting quarterback? Russell, right?
Well, not at the start of training camp. They said he had pole position. When they finished the training camp and preseason, he was named the starter, and then he got hurt.
Okay, so hasn't that always been the old adage, you don't lose your job due to injury?
Well, by that logic, Tommy Maddox would have went back in for Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, but, I mean, Ben is different, and that situation was different.
Well, but hold on a second. We're not talking about guys where one is a journeyman quarterback and the others won a Super Bowl. One did win a Super Bowl. The other guy was the 11th pick in the draft. And up until getting here, was a franchise quarterback. He's not a franchise quarterback because that team, by sheer luck, ended up with the number one pick in this year's draft. He'd still be there in Chicago starting if that didn't happen. He's not some scrub backup quarterback, Paul, who hit a hot streak here.
I'm not saying that. And trust me, I'm a Justin fan, so I'm surprised I'm saying it. But the fact of the matter is, to me, I'm old school. You don't lose your job to injury. So if Russ is healthy and he's ready to go, put him in.
So, Paul, if they were 6-0, if they were 6-0, you would say you can't lose your job because of injury. Put Russell Wilson back in.
I mean, that's good for the talk show, but we're hypotheticals. You know, I thought about that.
Well, they would be 6-0 if the defense had held up their end of the bargain, because really they lost both of their losses are because the defense either got crushed early or couldn't hold a lead that Justin Fields gave them late.
I'm old school. I don't believe in losing my job because of injury. That across sports, to me, that is like holding on to something like that, a trope like that or a maxim like that is so ridiculously stupid. The Penguins might have two fewer Stanley Cups if they went with that logic, because they would have always played Fleury over Matt Murray no matter what, because he was their franchise goalie. The Steelers would have held off on Ben in 04, and maybe they don't win the Super Bowl the next year if they operated that way. Come on, guys. You don't lose your job because of injury? We could find, I think, more compelling reasons, persuasive reasons, for why Russell Wilson should go in at quarterback than that.
I mean, the only thing I would say to that call is it's clear that they, as an organization, viewed it that way. Starkey pointed this out after he predicted that they were going to, you know, make Russ the starter before the presser started. He pointed out they never took him off the depth chart at number one. So to whatever degree that thing matters, and some people will tell you different answers on that, they never moved it. They never signified in print that Russell Wilson had been demoted.
There was nothing in writing that said when he signed here that he had to start. I know they gave him that assurance.
Promise.
It was a handshake promise, But after that, they got Justin Fields. They didn't anticipate getting Justin Fields when they signed Russell Wilson. They thought Kenny Pickett was going to be their backup quarterback, for crying out loud. Circumstances change, variables change. Tomlin brings that up with football
all
the time.
Tomlin, I think, liked Wilson and what he had done more than he liked Fields and the idea of what he could do, or else Fields would still be starting right now.
Here's Adam Crowley's number one fan, Adrian, on the fan. Hello, Adrian.
Hey, guys. I don't know why everybody's acting surprised. The moment they signed Russell Wilson, he was the starting quarterback. And just like I told you guys a long time ago, any football guy with a brain, two eyes, knows that Russell Wilson is better than Justin Fields.
Well, then you should race out. You should race out to get Russell Wilson on all your fantasy football teams, Adrian. Will you tell us all the time how great you are at that? Because here comes great Russell Wilson performances now. He's so much better than Justin Fields. Load him up on all your fantasy teams, Adrian.
In whatever league we're in, I'll pick him in one of my picks. You got me off track here, Pony. What was I going to say? Malzy, you're being so fake, dude. You've been Russell Wilson this whole time until today just to support your friend Pony, who loves Fields.
No, I was actually pro Fields yesterday, and pro Fields after I saw him play six games that I thought were good enough not to upset the apple cart.
And I don't love Fields either. You know what it sounds like when I love a quarterback. I do not love Fields.
Yeah, we don't need to hear that again, Pony.
Well, it's as simple as this, guys, okay? It's really simple math. 11 people or more is more than 9 and better than 9. When Justin Fields is at quarterback, Van Jefferson and Calvin Austin, they don't get looked at all. Russell Wilson will use those guys just enough to free up Pickens and Freiermuth, and also bringing in Wilson also protects the O-line, because he's going to know where to go with the ball pre-snap. He's going to know when to audible into a run. He will have the freedom at the line to audible. And the most important thing from bringing Russell Wilson in, we're finally going to get to use our number one biggest weapon and our best player on offense named George Pickett.
All right, we'll see about that. Also, if Wilson always knows where he's going to go with the ball, why does it take him so damn long to throw the ball?
Well, he only knows right before he actually lets it go. He knows it's just right before. Not that I'm dying on this hill. Calvin Austin's had a very good game once this year, and then still seems to be a guy that Fields at least has attempted to hit with some passes. Not many, but a few.
What's polarized me on this topic is the timing of it. I think it's ridiculous to bench a guy after you win a game, and I know that it was not your typical 19-point win, and they probably didn't deserve to score 30 points. But the timing of it, to go to a guy that's been out for so long, who's old, who's coming back from an injury, who has, we know the weaknesses in his game are well-established, and they don't seem to mesh well with who they have available right now and who they're playing this week. That's my gripe. Like, do I think that it's unequivocally, do I think Justin Fields is a better quarterback than Russell Wilson? No, I don't. But it's also not, Sunday is not a playoff game. It's not the last game of the year. If Justin Fields starts to play like crap, I believe I still have plenty of time, Chris, to figure out what I have in Russell Wilson. Like, the people that say, you got to find out what you have in Russell Wilson. What's that mean? If we play Justin Fields on Sunday, we'll never get that chance because Russ is going to retire or threaten to leave the team?
The bottom line for me is if they were 5-1 or 6-0, I don't think they would have done this. And again, neither one of their losses, I think, are really attributable to Justin Fields. Especially not the Dallas game with the way it ended.
He just proved his health last week. He proved his ability to protect himself, to move appropriately within the pocket, to not be limited schematically in terms of some of the things that we were capable of doing or wanted to do. Those things had to happen before we could seriously consider him and his talents, and that happened a week
4:15, time to stop blindly paying those increasing auto and home insurance premiums. Contact the Buell Insurance Agency today. Mike Tomlin on why Russell Wilson is now eligible to rejoin the Steelers lineup. NFL Network reports he will. Tomlin did confirm Wilson will be practicing somewhat with the ones this week, but said it was under consideration Wilson would start. Did not give a firm answer on it, definitive answer. Big Ben disagrees with that, saying that the Steelers should stick with Justin Fields. That's how we feel. Malsey and Ben have been agreeing a lot lately, which is pretty funny.
Which is unpleasant for both of us.
How about you? 412-928-9370. Let's talk to Mr. LVA on the fan. Hello, LVA.
What's up, boys? How you doing?
Hello. Hey,
real quick, Muzzy, how's Alex and the boys?
They're all good.
All right, and Larry, my puppy?
He's good.
All right, and Andrew, how's Stella and Amanda?
She was taking a nap today, and she took a dump 30 minutes in and woke up, so not great.
Tough scene.
Yeah, that's got to be rough. All right, I'm going to call a small audible on you guys. I'm a Steeler fan, and I'm embarrassed by Steeler fans right now. In what universe do we think that the Steelers would be a trading partner with the Cleveland Browns for Amani Cooper? It must be the same universe that people sit there and bitch and moan about the fact that, oh, Tomlin won with Kyrie's players, or Mosey made 9 threes. I don't get it. I'm embarrassed by it, and it stinks, and they need to stop. All right, let's go to the quarterback thing. I'm sticking with Fields, and here's the reason why. Is Wilson going to be able to help Pickens make the catch, or Hayward make the catch, or stop Pickens from thinking that he's in the Summer Olympics and doing a discus toss on the 3-yard line? This is ridiculous. Fields gives you an option that Wilson does not, and that's to extend the play, as Ben is saying, and he scored 2 touchdowns this weekend. I don't care if he threw them, ran them, whatever he needed to do, he got into the end zone, and that's the bottom line because LVA said so.
Pretty good. That's a good radio call right there. Was he making a straw man, though, in the middle about people bitching about the Amari Cooper deal?
I think that fans are upset that more wide receivers keep getting traded when we've had the biggest need all along, and we can't get it done. So, yeah, I think that there's a little bit of that. I have not seen Khan get, like, completely shredded for it. But I think overall there's a growing frustration, like, how are these other GMs able to get the guys they want, and we're not able to do that.
I've seen former Steelers PR man Ryan Scarpino take him to task, and mainly for leaving them
fair
in this
criticism.
Yeah, because he said the real problem was you traded Deontay Johnson and did not have an immediate plan to backfill there. Has Stella entered booger season too, where like the boogies are out there in the morning?
Not that bad. I thought when you were dead asleep, like your body didn't allow for you to poop yourself. I thought like the
that's
way
like a
the sphincter
that's a learned behavior though.
Really?
Yeah, I think that's
so
like a learned.
So I taught myself at some age that like I turned
did you
my
wet
body.
You stopped wetting the bed once you like put on big boy underpants. Presumably.
Well, unless I got blackout drunk.
So really, so clearly the body can at least pee itself even as an adult.
Yeah.
Ace wakes up every morning and I let him sit up there for a minute and I get, "Dad, boogers," and he has been disgusting.
So wait a minute.
In the mornings.
If like back in my college days when I would get blackout drunk and pee myself.
Yes.
Is it possible that if I had to do the other thing while I was blackout, I could have
pooped yourself? Yeah.
That never happened though.
People puke in their sleep, which gets very serious.
I did that one time.
It's very scary. You can die that way.
Yep. Didn't somebody famous die that way?
I think Mama
Jimi Hendrix. No, she choked on a ham sandwich.
That's apocryphal. That didn't happen.
Jimi Hendrix died. Hendrix
choked. Hendrix aspirated on his vomit. I think Janis Joplin may have, too.
It was all the 27 Club.
How about Chris Farley?
Overdose.
Yeah, he just OD'd. I mean, he was doing all the drugs.
But he also had massive heart problems because of his size.
Man, that guy could party.
There's a couple very famous situations of people besides the 27 Club who, aspirated. But no, I think you could have pooped your pants drunk.
Here's Gary in Monroeville. Hello, Gary.
Hey guys, how you doing?
We're
big
good.
Fan
good.
Of the show.
Thank you.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
I wanted to make a couple quick points, and Mulsey just brought this up, so it's perfect. So first of all, anybody saying that we need to go from Justin Fields to Russell Wilson just simply doesn't know football. It's a week-to-week league. You ride the hot hand. Mulsey just said it. These two losses have not even been on Fields. So what's the point of switching him? And the other thing I just want to say is it was perfect timing. The wide receiver stuff just got brought up. I'll tell you why no wide receivers want to come here. It's because the way that Mike Tomlin plays football. We want to run the ball, and we want to play defense. Why do you think George Pickens has been annoyed? Deontay Johnson's been annoyed. Chase Claypool's been annoyed. When was the last time a Steelers wide receiver not named Antonio Brown caught 12-plus passes for over 100 yards? It doesn't exist. We don't cater to these top wide receivers like Davante Adams, Brandon Ayuk. We're never going to get these guys because we don't play a style of football that caters to them. And you see it because these guys continually get annoyed and they leave.
Well, in a trade, those guys wouldn't have a say. I get your overall point, but like Amari Cooper wouldn't have been able to say, no, I'm not going to the Steelers. He doesn't have that built into his contract.
I think most of these guys would still say, I want to play for Mike Tomlin.
I think, though, like them getting here and finding out that the grass isn't greener is totally valid because it has happened with so many guys. What doesn't make football sense about this decision, the timing of it, is they just won, and Tomlin always talks about how when you win, like it.
He just talked about it today. He's like, stats are for losers and their comfort food.
It comes down
to
winning. It comes down to winning, right.
Right.
So why, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, that kind of thing. And the other is what Gary just brought up. Tomlin fetishizes the run game. I think in part because he knows his owner also has the same feelings on football. So it's a trickle-down effect. It's a chicken or the egg. Who loves the run more? Does Tomlin like it because his owner likes it? Or did his owner hire Mike or keep Mike or give Mike, empower him this way because their football sensibilities line up with each other? You just had your best running game of the year.
The quarterback was a big part of it.
Yes.
The quarterback took bad pass calls or pass plays that were about to blow up in your face and turn them into gains. He took a pass call on the pony. Hold on. Sorry.
On the goal line.
On the goal line, he took what I thought was a cutesy little play action that faked out nobody and just ran it in because he's more athletic than the guys chasing
him. So you just won a game with what we think is the Tomlin blueprint. Play great defense and run the ball. And your quarterback is going to lose his job over that? That doesn't make any sense. It only makes sense when you put it through the filter of they made a promise to Wilson that he was going to start this year, and for whatever reason, Tomlin doesn't want to go back on that and feels like he can massage the situation where he can give Russell his shot, put Justin Fields on the bench again, and continue to win and keep everybody happy. But I don't trust it. I don't think...
Has the potential to go very sideways very quickly if Russ doesn't come in and play well.
Especially against this opponent with your offensive line in the shape that it's in.
Oh, and by the way, Mike puts, I think, more emphasis, just like most players do, on primetime games. So if Russ goes out there and, to just keep our conversations all tied together, lays a giant turd at midfield on Sunday Night Football, the biggest game of the week every week in the NFL in terms of viewership, that ain't going to look good. That isn't going to go too well.
Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. All right, Ben Roethlisberger disagrees with the decision to go with Wilson, and that's what NFL Network is reporting. Tomlin alluded to it today, did not go as far as to say Wilson is in, but that's what NFL Network reported minutes before Tomlin's presser started. Your thoughts, your chance to weigh in next, 412-928-9370. Plus, we have a Donnie football debrief, but first, a Charlie headline.
Man, what do you say about that support that we had in Vegas? Steeler Nation is special. We don't take it for granted, man. We really appreciate it. Not only in terms of the support, in terms of attendance and the crowd noise and so forth in play, but I just thought it was really cool 20, 30 minutes after the game when we were going through the arena on our way to our buses, man, a lot of Steeler Nation was still in the stands and cheering for us and so forth as we were going to our buses. And so that relationship is a real thing.
And Donnie Football was part of that crew in Vegas. He's still there, as a matter of fact. The Nasty Boys, his cohorts. They got an Airbnb in Vegas. I've never heard of that. I've heard of, like, go to the, lower budget casinos, take advantage of the buffets.
O'Shea's back in the day was classic for this.
Hooters Hotel there.
There's a Hooters Hotel?
Yeah, there used to be a Hooters Casino right on the Strip. I don't know if it's still there. It might be.
My go-to with Alex, we would go to the Flamingo, which I felt was a nice, like, mid-tier.
Yeah.
Right in the heart of everything, the Flamingo.
But they did Airbnb for their burly group of 20-odd guys.
I wonder if it's because some of them need to, like, feel like they're sitting in a home toilet, for example. You know, just no throne like home.
Well, I had a great friend, and I ended up adopting the same philosophy, where I would only go to the bathroom naked for years.
Why?
That's the way early man did it.
So hold on a second. Hold on a second. Let's just say hypothetically you're in here and you had to take a George Hill. You would have stripped down nude bathroom.
I would hold it until I got home.
And then you would strip down nude.
Yes.
And poop.
Yeah.
If that's how early man did their deed, why wouldn't you now emulate early man and pretty much every other mammal and get a squatty potty so that your feet are raised up, your butt is dropped down,
and
everything is supposed to work a lot cleaner. The operation, to use football terms, is supposed to be a lot cleaner.
It got in my head that I didn't want, like, the clothes I was wearing to be near that, like, bacteria and waste.
You would pull them up on your pants that you had just, your pants would be touching your butt that had just had poop come out of it.
Yeah, so I take everything off of my socks. So that gets back to what you were saying, like, yeah, I can envision somebody in that group being very anal about like where they went to
very
the bathroom.
Very anal about it, huh?
Why are you making that face in there, Charlie?
I understand.
Charlie, you got some weird quirks. Let's not
understand pooping in the nude in one way. You're going to take a shower anyway.
Yeah, that's the best time to do it.
And as part of your pre-shower routine, you say, okay, I've got to go to the bathroom first. I'm stripping my clothes down, throwing them in the hamper, going to the bathroom, then immediately going to the shower. I get that. The idea that you would strip down and then put your clothes all back on just to take a dump is wild to me.
In his defense, there are sometimes you know you're about to go to war and you just need extra room to...
Fine. You know what? I'll admit something to you both. Since you brought it up, Charlie, I will say there have been times I went in there and did not realize a battle, like, what is it in Lord of the Rings? Helm's Deep or whatever?
The battle
for Helm's Deep was about to break out. And you do find yourself having to de-layer in the process because sweat's pouring down. If you're a guy, it's probably the closest thing you'll feel to childbirth. That I understand.
We got into, well, this is a great debrief, by the way, which is brought to you by Steel Mill Saloon in Mount Washington.
And they are proud of this conversation.
We got into a huge debate, my buddies and I, when we were watching games a couple of weekends ago, over do you wipe standing up or sitting down?
I usually go sitting down. Why?
I kind of squat. Like, I can't, like, there's just... I'm always afraid that a knuckle's just going to scrape something.
I agree. That's why I'm a stand-up guy.
What is a knuckle going to scrape?
What's in the water? What's in the toilet water? I don't want to risk that.
You guys got high-fill toilets?
Though? I don't know. But
depends
on
where you live.
But if I stand up, I know that there's a 0% chance of that happening. Of that ever, ever, ever happening.
But I feel like if you stand up, you might be...
What? You still
not? You might not get as cleaned up.
Based on what?
I mean, maybe something, you know, cheeks come together and things go back inwards and then you don't get it all.
Yeah, but that's why you always have extra TP.
I'll tell you what, Pompey Ennie carries a roll in his golf bag. Do you know that, Charlie?
Now I do.
He had an incident at a very famous course where he needed some.
Wide receiver trades have happened today. Amari Cooper went from Cleveland to Buffalo for a third-round pick. The Bills' move with that is to release Marquez Valdes-Scantling, who had 2 catches for 26 yards for them.
He going to end up on the Jets?
Go. He did play with Rodgers in Green Bay. That's a good point. I brought him up because any wide receiver name you've ever heard of, we at least have to spend 2 seconds saying, would he be a fit on the Steelers? And Scantling, I think, is... pretty fried. I think his career is just about over. But again, if you compare his recent resume to that of Van Jefferson, it's still better. He caught 21 balls last year for 315 and a touchdown. And then he made big plays for the Chiefs in the playoffs last year, seemingly out of nowhere. He made a huge catch down the field against the Ravens to cap that AFC Championship game. So
yes, he did.
99% of the time, I would say no. But when we're comparing bad to not as bad,
yeah,
I'm open to all of these things.
You're like right now, because of the work Omar Khan did not do post-Johnson trade.
Yeah.
Right now, we are collectively, I mean like Steelers fans, media, all of us, the people who care about this stuff enough to talk about it a lot.
Yep.
We are like somebody who's been wandering in the desert when it comes to wide receivers for this entire season, and somebody hands us a stale ham sandwich which is what Valdez-Scantling pretty much is at this point. And at this point, I think everyone would take it and say, I'll take a bite just to see.
Oh, we've reached the there's no such thing as a bad idea portion of the
How about just go call the Saints and say, we will give you a lot of draft capital for Chris Olave?
Sure.
Okay. Hey, Arizona, do you want our first round pick next year and then a second for Marvin Harrison Jr.? He's hurt too. Or at least he was.
I think Valdez-Scantling stinks. His numbers last year were better across the board
but
than Jefferson.
His numbers are pacing to be worse than this year's Calvin Austin, though. Those numbers from last year are pacing worse than Calvin Austin's pacing through six games. Austin is on pace for about 28 catches, about 500 yards, and three touchdowns. Mm. Little Calvin Austin.
Roman Wilson, though, having trouble getting on that moving train.
Man, what the hell is
going on there? Mike Tomlin brought up that train again today. That train is roaring down the tracks.
It's one of those Japanese bullet trains, man. Wilson can't... I mean, it sounds like Wilson's not even within eyeshot of the train.
How do you assess Roman Wilson's first game action? Looks like he only got about five snaps.
That's how I would assess it. Limited.
What more are you looking for out of him before you give him, you know, more snaps?
It is a process. His readiness, not only first his health, but then we're also talking about a guy who is getting on a moving train with no background. It's a significant different discussion than the one we were having regarding Russ. And so he just got to continue to come to work every day. And when the door is left ajar, he's got to step through it.
I will concede that Mike and these guys see them every day, and I am sure they have good and valid reasons, right? But man, how bad must he be at practice?
That's what I was going to bring up. Like, either way, it's a poor reflection on them.
Either he's horrible at practice, or Mike and maybe his staff extended, receivers coach, OC, are so anti-playing rookies or have such a high bar for rookies to climb over to get to the lineup that they just won't put Wilson in. But here's why that doesn't even work. Now, granted, it's two different positions. Troy Fautanu barely played in the preseason, didn't really play that well at right tackle when he did play, and was anointed the starting right tackle before the injury took him out
Not only that, how about Beanie Bishop on defense as an undrafted guy has pretty much started all year. Peyton Wilson outsnaps a Landon Roberts every week.
Nothing about Roman Wilson's makeup or personality suggests that he is a guy kind of dogging it out there and not coming up to speed quickly.
Thank you for the debrief, Charlie. Here is Andrew in California, PA. Hello, Andrew.
Hello, guys. Thank you, man, for taking my call. I appreciate it. So I'm kind of, maybe I'm dramatic, but I think I'm freaking out a little bit more than everybody else about this quarterback thing. At first, I thought it was just Tomlin blowing smoke like he does, you know, getting the Jets to kind of think both ways, whether it be Fields or Wilson. But, you know, kind of what I'm thinking here is along the lines of, you know, the things that Justin Fields can do that Russell Wilson can't are more beneficial to us than the things that Russell Wilson can do and Justin Fields cannot.
And that's exactly what Roethlisberger said, Andrew. He said the exact thing.
And I agree with him 100%. And I think, you know, like you guys said, I mean, he's 6 points away from being 6-0. He's a flag being thrown on a Minka Fitzpatrick clean hit in the Colts game. And then he's Tomlin using his timeouts correctly in the Dallas game away from being 6-0. And none of this conversation happens. So my concern is now, we know at this time next year, Russell Wilson will not be a Pittsburgh Steeler. I mean, we got him in the clearance aisle at the beginning of the year for just over $1 million. So looking at the 25-year-old Fields, why are we not, you know, moving forward with him, focusing on him, developing him? He has a shorter lease than Kenny Pickett has it in his time here. So I'm a little bit frustrated with that. And I think that Tomlin needs to kind of answer a little bit better than, you know, just considering Wilson might
start. All right, Andrew, thank you. I don't think that they share your opinion on Russell Wilson being one and done here. I know he's older, but he's not as old as Aaron Rodgers. He's the same age as Kirk Cousins, who just got a four-year deal with Atlanta. I truly believe that they think, and Russell Wilson thinks too, that if this season goes the way both want, they'll find a way to make a deal that keeps him here for another two or three seasons. And
what is the way that they both want this season to go, though? Like, that's such an unquantifiable thing. Only they and he can know.
It's like porn in the eyes of the Supreme Court. You know, if they don't win a Super Bowl, even win a playoff game, if they feel like he's putting them in position to contend or compete for those things, then I bet they'll bring him back next year.
All right, he's going to start 11 games. Let's just, for argument's sake, say he starts the rest of the year. So clearly he has to play baseline well enough that he wouldn't get benched. In his 11 games, they go 5-6. Okay?
Yep.
That gets them to 9-8.
Mm-hmm.
Miss the playoffs. AFC looks pretty tough.
He's gone in that situation.
He throws 13 touchdowns in 11 games against 3 picks.
He's gone.
Let's say he goes 6-5, they go 10-7 and get there. Same numbers. Same exact thing. He plays the exact same one random game. Same reason Fields lost the Dallas game. He gets him a lead late against, I don't know, Baltimore at home, and Baltimore goes down the field and beats them.
I still think he's gone.
And like, what?
Okay. I still think he's gone, but you're
talking about, like, okay, here's my problem. And I know I'm making a hypothetical with you, and you're trying to answer it as best you can. His performance doesn't change, but because the record does, they have a different vibe about it. That's the same thing we're saying about Fields. His performance was what it was. If their defense makes one stop against Dallas, they're 5-1.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. Low of 37 tonight. We just had our last caller say he thinks it's crazy talk that Tomlin is going to Russell Wilson here, and he's fired up about it. And that's what it sounds like is about to happen. NFL Network reporting that it is going to be Russell Wilson. He's in line to replace Justin Fields Sunday night against the Jets. Right move, wrong move, 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. Hear why Tomlin is replacing Justin Fields next. Quick timeout, then a long commercial-free segment. It's the PM team on the Fan.